eyes can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Just how much tyranny are Americans willing to put up with? Well, holy shit. Apparently, an awful lot. Your little dream world of entitlement and coddling is done. What? You didn't think that you might have to one day stand up for freedom? Have you become so brainwashed by the enemy that you're willing to suck its dick just so that you could be safe? Of course, it's not just Americans, it's humanity in general, but American men should be leading the way, and instead, they've become a pathetic bunch of obedient and misled pussified slaves. Everything that their heritage should stand against. Coward-ass motherfuckers, I tell ya. Not all of us, and the few of us that don't have the devil's dick in our mouths or up our asses, yeah, that's who they're afraid of. Don't doubt that for a second. The cognitively aware and spiritually awakened are the ones who are feared the most. This spiritual war is no stranger to us. Grown men and women, so-called adults, still want to believe that the goddamn media tells them the truth about anything, while they sit on their fat fucking asses having an opinion about what they are told to have an opinion about. Fucking Neanderthals.
Ooga booga, ooga booga.
They still want to place faith in their government, believing they could never become corrupt. All other governments, maybe, but not this one. How much do they delude themselves? They still want to put their precious children through the meat grinder of public miseducation. Closing the schools down is a blessing. Oh wow, little Johnny or little Jane won't be indoctrinated with Marxist bullshit or Common Core for a few months. Watch them flourish. Well shit, that's the one favor the government did for you. As a parent, why don't you raise your child as opposed to having the state twist them into form? You know, so that they can actually grow instead of becoming just another cog in the wheel. You know what you hear when you are bold enough to speak truth in the face of this fucking lie?
They'd never do that. It won't happen here. You're a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
No. You are an historically ignorant buffoon.
Oh, but the TV said I should wear a mask and pandemic and murder hornets and the government really cares about us.
Hey, turn it off. Turn it off and think. Holy shit. In most households in America, that fucking thing is always on, spewing its shit night and day in high definition. 4K smart TV propaganda. I know, thinking has become a drudgery these days and it's really hard, but if more people gave it a try, we wouldn't be in the mess we are now. They're too busy being distracted, I guess. Yep, to the point where these lost and spiritually devoid motherfuckers have actually convinced themselves that slavery is for their own good. You could shove the satanic cock of tyranny straight up their asses and they'd beg for more. What an atrocity.
Fuck my chocolate starfish.
They're all the same to me. Politicians, preachers, academic types, pseudoscientists, all of these sellout dick puffers that act as guardians for this obvious parody, this mockery of what it means to be human. It's become so appallingly ridiculous now, and yet we still take it seriously and give our power away to it. Well, why do we do this? Are we fucking stupid? And you know who's even worse? These creatures that will willingly snitch on their neighbors for simply peacefully disobeying these Orwellian mandates. In fact, those rat maggot vermin should probably be the ones to have their throats slit first. Now look, I am not advocating violence, but these controlling criminal cocksmokers and their puppet sycophants that people want to give their allegiance to and go and vote for have so effectively divided us that the few of us that actually maintain principles that we're willing to die for may just have to lay down our lives for what is right. If we were united in spirit, not one shot would need to be fired, but we haven't been united in spirit for a long, long time. The spirit of this nation has been raped, torn apart, and spat upon. And if you still don't see that, then there is not much hope for you as a human being. Based upon observations of the current situation, and what is now so blatantly obvious, I'll bet that the argument that human beings are complete lunatics could absolutely win favor in some sort of galactic court of law. Guilty as charged, medicate those motherfuckers and quarantine the Earth. It's as if we are living within a poorly scripted, badly produced virtual reality TV show with terrible actors and a ridiculous plot that makes absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever. Kind of like that puke-inducing shit that comes out of Hollywood.
How dare you!
The truly astounding thing is that so many people take it so goddamn seriously. It's just a bad movie, people. That's all. Thank God it's almost over, eh? Walk in the fire, my fellow travelers. Serve truth, even if it comes off as belligerent. In this world of lies and utter illusion, the truth is offensive by its very nature. So be it. Stand up for it. Going to your grave with honor is much better than dying on your knees as a slave. Walk in peace.